Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. This is Allison Klein. I'm delighted to have Bill Monell, Vice President and General Manager for High Performance Computing and Big Data from Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, back in the studio with us today. Welcome, Bill.
Hi, Allison. Thanks for having me today.
You were on the show, I think, back in July, talking about a new alliance between Intel and HP in the high-performance computing and big data space. And we wanted to have you back because there's been some exciting updates to that alliance. But before we get to that, why don't you just go ahead and reintroduce yourself to the Chip Chat audience and talk about what your group has started to do within HP Enterprise.
I'm Bill Monell. I'm the Vice President and General Manager for High Performance Computing, Big Data, and the Internet of Things for Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. And my team is responsible for building solutions for the HPC, Big Data, and Internet of Things markets.
And why don't you just give us a brief primer on the HP Enterprise Intel HPC Big Data Solutions Innovation Alliance?
The alliance started in July. The goal of it is to take a couple of leaders in HPC, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise and Intel, bring them together and create unique solutions for the high-performance computing and big data markets. There's a number of facets to it. The first is integrating some of the great Intel technology focused specifically on high-performance computing and big data into Hewlett-Packard Enterprise's Apollo server line. This is our server line that's specifically purpose-built for high-performance computing and big data. And we've got engineering teams that work on a regular basis to get the most out of that integration. And just as a reminder to folks, the scalable systems framework includes Intel Xeon Phi, the Omnipath architecture, the Intel Enterprise Edition Lustrous, all these great new capabilities that Intel has invested in over the last year or so, specifically for high-performance computing. So the first facet is creating a shared roadmap, which we've done, and we can actually share that with customers under NDA. Then the next stage is actually building solutions, working directly with customers in particular selected verticals, and create unique solutions for that vertical that can then be replicated to other like customers that have similar workloads or data sets in that vertical. And then the final aspect of it is what we call the centers of excellence. And these are currently a couple of locations. One is Grenoble in France for the European market, and a new one is in Houston, Texas for the Americas market. And in the centers of excellence, Intel, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise bring our latest products together, either physically or virtually, and have them kick the tires in all this great new technology. So, for example, we just kicked on the center of excellence in Houston with the Apollo 2000 product and the Intel Omnipath architecture. And we've got some customers today running codes to understand what the performance will be like and how do they tune their codes to work best with the new Omnipath architecture. There's three parts to it. One, great product innovation that leads to a shared roadmap. Two, solutions. And three, the centers of excellence to allow customers to get started on the latest and greatest technologies.
That's an incredible amount of progress. I know that you've engaged with customers from a number of the verticals that we're targeting with this alliance. What's the customer response been in terms of taking a look at the roadmap and engaging with the joint teams?
Incredible excitement. We've actually had to, in a lot of cases, turn customers away because we can't handle all the demand from that standpoint. The selected verticals that we're working in, oil and gas, life sciences, financial services, and we recently added government as well in response to the National Strategic Computing Initiative that the Obama administration recently launched. We've had a number of customers in, and we're getting some really great results on taking Intel HPC technologies and integrating them with Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Apollo products.
When you look at the verticals, the one thing that I noticed in the notes on this interview is that you've added some focus on federal. What was the reason for adding that as a focus in terms of the vertical markets that you're addressing?
The Obama administration released an executive order saying essentially that supercomputing is important to America for a whole bunch of reasons, everything from economic well-being to defense. And they also want to approach it from a lot of different angles, not purely from the biggest, baddest machine out there, but also through a whole bunch of different types of technologies and solutions for customers. So for everyone from a small and medium business trying to use HPC for the first time to someone that's every day using thousands of processors in their normal workflows. And we felt that with a lot of the new technologies that Intel and Hewlett-Packard Enterprise were coming out with, this was an ideal place to bring a lot of that into focus and talk to customers and build solutions.
When you look at different verticals that you're targeting, whether they be, you know, government, oil and gas, financial services, life sciences, obviously they're trying to solve different problems, and federal government could be solving a myriad of problems. Where do they intersect in terms of the underlying technology that needs to be created to drive solutions? And how does HP work with the various customer bases to modify and customize the solutions to address those specific market needs?
A great example is around the Intel Xeon Phi processor, which is a coprocessor, a mini-core processor that requires multi-threading programming in order to take advantage of the coprocessor itself. And there are a number of customers who are looking for that level of acceleration for their codes. And a lot of times, they've already had an interest in accelerating codes, and we work with them and in a lot of cases provide hardware either at their site or to the centers of excellence, which allow them to get started. Now, sometimes that's not enough. And we've started to offer what are called code modernization classes and services to actually help customers get the skills they need to take advantage of all this new technology. One of the first steps was getting Hewlett-Packard Enterprise engineers trained in the new technology itself. And we actually had a very large code modernization class right in the Houston Centers of Excellence, where a lot of members of my staff came in from all around the world and sat down for several days and got the latest and greatest in how to use the technologies and how to tune customer codes.
What makes you most excited about the things that you've seen thus far in terms of the speed that the Alliance has exhibited thus far?
The thing that What's exciting the most is the fact that customers are really excited about the solution aspects of things. So they're really excited about taking their workloads, their particular data sets, and sitting down and achieving acceleration. And acceleration turns into real ROI for them very quickly. And we've had a number of customers that are already in that position. And I believe that by taking some of what we've learned there, we can then start to transition it to other customers as well. And I think at this point, we've probably got at least two or three good workloads per vertical that we're currently working on. And the fact that, as you mentioned, we rolled out in July, and now a few months later, we've already got that level of progress. We've identified customers, we've got their codes, we're already starting to see some acceleration. I think that by itself is exciting in terms of how quickly things are happening.
One final question for you. Where can folks find out more information about the Alliance and the Apollo Solutions if they'd like to engage with the team?
www.hpe.com/gohpc, then it will drop them immediately into our high-performance computing landing page, and they can go from there.
Amazing progress. Can't wait to hear more. Thanks so much, Bill. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Allison. It was good to catch up with you again. Take care.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.